I'm pianist Ralph Otepec, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hey, this is Ted from Black Violin, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Kev Marcus. That was Kev Marcus of Black Violin, who inspired last year's Pop Goes the Classical Week on Kids Commute. We thought we'd hear from them again for this year, and we had a chance to talk with Kev Marcus on the phone last year. We'll hear a little bit of that in this episode of Kids Commute. Happy Friday. It is the last day of Pop Goes the Classical Week on IPR's Kids Commute, and we will ask you our Quizlet question after the music today. All week, we have been hearing pop songs reimagined as classical music. But today, Black Violin takes a piece of classical music and flips it around into a hip-hop tune. Again, our performers are Black Violin, made up of Kevin Sylvester, who we call Kev Marcus, and the violist is Wilner Baptiste, otherwise known as Will B. Kev Marcus and Will B met in high school. They were in a performing arts program in Fort Lauderdale, and they shared a music stand in orchestra class. Kev Marcus told us a bit about what Black Violin was trying to do with classical music, and then what they were hoping they would inspire you to do. By the way, Kev sounds a little bit scratchy here because he took the time to call us while he was traveling between music performances in Manhattan.
You know, what we did with it is we took it and we infused other influences into something that's been here for hundreds of years, and hopefully we're showing everyone, you know, a new way to interpret the violin, a new way to think about music and how classical and popular music intersect. So, you know, we're trying to inspire them to find what it is, whatever it is that they love to do, and do it over and over and over. And someday someone may pay them to do it.
Today, we're going to hear something nifty they did with a piece of music by Antonín Dvořák. He had a piece for violin called The Serenade. A serenade is a beautiful song. Here is the standard classical version, a little bit of what the serenade usually sounds like. In this instance, Kev Marcus and Will B decided to have some fun with the serenade, so they took an existing recording of it and then set it to a hip-hop beat. They mentioned in an interview that in their imaginations, it is that the conductor walks up to the front of the orchestra and instead of using a baton, he has a beatbox. This came out really cool. Let's hear Black Violin and their take on Antonín Dvořák's Serenade.
Thank you.
Love that little crunchy pow at the end. We just heard Dvorak's Serenade reworked into a super cool hip-hop tune by Kevin Sylvester and Wilner Baptiste, Kev Marcus and Will B from Black Violin. We want to thank Kev again for being so generous with his time and thank Black Violin for inspiring us to do this week in the first place. If you'd like to hear more Black Violin or pop classical crossovers, check out last year's Pop Goes the Classical Week. You can find that at our website, kidscommute.org. Now, kids commuters, it is time for our Quizlet. The answer is in today's episode. Black Violin wanted Serenade to sound in your imagination, like the conductor used a special piece of equipment at the podium instead of the baton. What does the imaginary conductor use to make Serenade sound so cool? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we will send you this week's prize pack in the mail. Well, that's all for Pop Goes the Classical Week. We hope this week helped you see classical music in a new way. Have fun with it. Make it your own. I'm Kate Botello. Our producer is Tony Biro. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. Happy weekend. See you Monday.